Welcome to Talk at the Town today on WFRL. I'm Sherry Gibson. Terry Egan is with us today. Terry is the Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, and welcome. Good to see you again.
Hi, Sherry. It's great to be with you.
You are, as I said, the Director of the Foundation. What is the purpose of the Foundation at FHN?
We're the fundraising arm, charitable arm of the FHN. We raise funds for different needs within the health system.
People may say, well, you're a hospital. Why do you need to raise funds other than, you know, what you get for the services there? What would you say to that?
Yeah, our services only cover part of what we need to do, and especially the equipment that we need and facilities that we need. So we are a not-for-profit hospital and health system. And as such, we need community support to be able to provide the type of care and the quality of care that we seek to do.
You're very active in the fundraising, too. And one of the things I know that is coming to be right now is the Ferguson Cancer Center. There's an addition going on to that. And what's the status of the addition?
Have you seen that, Sherry?
I have.
Driving by?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's really coming along.
Fast.
Yes. Yeah, it should be hopefully finished by the end of this month. It sounds like it's on track to be. But there's plenty more work to be done on it. And we're still raising money for it. It's part of a combined campaign that we're calling the Be Cancer Free campaign to put that addition on, as well as to upgrade the technology that fights cancer within the center.
Freeport is very fortunate to have that center. Before that existed, people had to travel long distances to get their treatments, and now, you know, they can get it right here in Freeport. So I think we're really, really lucky to have that facility.
And that's part of our campaign message, is it's close, it's faster, and it's better technology now. The Cancer Center opened up, Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center opened up in 1995, and has since then provided over 15,000 chemotherapy treatments, as well as provided radiation therapy for over 2,700 cancer patients.
Those are amazing numbers.
Yes, yes. And if anyone has ever met the staff there, you also find out that they are amazing people and provide a tremendous service.
So why was it needed to expand it? I think that's probably an obvious question, but could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, and unfortunately we need to do that because of the occurrence of cancer in our community. On any given day, as you walk through the cancer center in the rear part where the chemotherapy treatment is conducted, there's a waiting area there. And we've unfortunately had patients taking their chemotherapy treatments in that waiting area. It certainly isn't the best possible scenario. So what we're doing with the expansion is that we're putting on an addition that goes out to the west of the building there that will house 8 new chemotherapy treatment stations for us to be able to serve the people of Northwest Illinois.
That's awesome. I have spent some time there with friends when they've been having treatments, just to visit with them and help them pass the time. And it's an amazing facility. But like you said, it was always very crowded.
Right.
So this should alleviate some of that.
It should. It should do a nice job in doing that. And it's going to be a very nice facility inside when it's completed as well.
Could you talk a little more specifically about the Be Cancer Free campaign?
Yes. All in all, we're putting together about $4.4 million in changes there with the Cancer Center. That includes the new technology, the radiation equipment, the CT scanner, new large bore CT scanner that went in. And then this expansion. From the community, we're looking to raise $2 million of that.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're at about $1.2 million right now. So we've got about $800,000 more to go. So we're welcoming contributions to this expansion and the upgrade of the technology. Your listeners can make contributions by contacting the foundation. We're also going to be kicking off here shortly a brick paver campaign.
Well, you brought one of these in and you handed it to me to look at, and I didn't realize what it was when I was taking it from you, so luckily you didn't let go of it. But you did bring in one of the engraved bricks. Where are those going to be used?
Yes, we've had a special gift come in from the Ferguson Foundation to help put in a healing garden that's going to be on the southwest side of that building. And as part of that healing garden, we're going to have a beautiful walkway going through there, trees and flowers, and there's going to be a waterfall in there.
There'll be benches and things like that?
Benches, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And as part of that walkway, we're inviting the community to purchase these bricks at either $50 or $100. We've got two different sizes, and they'll be able to put the name of, they can honor a survivor, or they can also do a memorial to somebody who is a victim of cancer. It'd be somewhere where that a family could do this, an individual could do this, or certainly a local company could as well.
That's a neat idea. I like the concept there, and everybody can get involved there and donate what is considerably a small amount, $50 when you look at the total amount of the project, but yet those all add up.
Yes, and it's a great way to put your feelings behind fighting a terrible disease.
Really. Absolutely. How can people get involved as far as making a donation? What's the best thing for them to do?
Yes, contact the foundation at 815-599-6900 or go online to fhn.org. And there's a button on there that says donate now, and now would be the right time.
Let's talk about a fun event that is coming up. FHN is involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. How does that work as far as FHN's involvement with that organization?
Well, FHN has the Family Counseling Center as part of our programming. And Counseling Center has a program called Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have over 100 matches of adults matched with young people who may be struggling or on the margins of society, need a positive role model in their life. And in order to run that program, we need contributions because there's not federal and state dollars that support this to a great deal. So the event that we have coming up is the main fundraiser for the year. It's called the Bowl for Kids' Sake. It'll happen in April, and now's the time to start getting your teams together. It'll be in Tuesday, April 24th at Spare Time Lanes in Lena, Wednesday, April 25th at Stockton's Bowling Center, and Thursday, April 26th here in Freeport at Four Seasons Bowling Center. And those are all from 4 to 6 p.m., and we welcome bowlers.
Now, that's about fun bowling, though, right? I mean, there's some competition, I'm sure, that goes along, but you don't have to be a good bowler to participate.
Right. Last year, we had teams show up in their pajamas. We had teams print their own T-shirts. We had wacky hats. A lot of teams chose themes and just came out and have a good time. Collect some pledges, raise some money for a good cause, and bowl. So it'd be a great thing for some youth groups to do. Some friends from work to get together and do this, represent their company, or your church. Many
families, many, you know, that friendly competition.
You bet. So I encourage you to get involved, form a team, and let us know when you want to bowl.
And, of course, folks can get involved by donating to the team, sponsoring a team, too, if they don't themselves care or are able to bowl.
Right. Sometimes with the time constraints that we have, it's sometimes easier to write a check.
Yes, that's very true.
But in this case, you can do either or both.
Well, Terry, we've talked about a number of different fundraising things that the foundation is currently working on, and I know it's an ongoing project with you, the fundraising. I mean, that's primarily what the foundation is about. So if people do have questions or want to make a donation, certainly give us that information again, if you would.
Yes, it's an easy call at 815-599-6900 or go online at fhn.org and click on Donate Now.
Terry, thanks for coming in today.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
Terry Egan, Executive Director with the FHN Foundation, today on Talk of the Town. We do have more to come. Please stay tuned.